You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Explorers Kids Club welcomes Joe McGee, author of Peanut Butter and Brains, on Friday, October 23rd, and Laura Walmark, author of Ada Byron Lovelace and the Thinking Machine, on October 25th. Kids of all ages are invited to Early Bird Espresso and Mercantile on Wednesday, October 28th. Kids of all ages? Early Bird Espresso? Are you all thinking right there? From 3 to 6 to paint pumpkins. Okay, that's why. Sheesh. Keep the coffee away, especially the hard stuff. The events culminate on Friday, October 30th in Halloween party sponsored by the American Legion, awarding prizes for best costumes and providing snacks and refreshments. For details of these and other events happening during Frenchtown in October, visit frenchtownnj.org or like us on Facebook, Frenchtown Today. Hashtag love Frenchtown. Lots of great stuff. Voorhees High School B-plus Club Fall Festival is also October 24th, so you can go to the Zombie Crawl or you can go and do this. The Voorhees High School B-plus Club will be hosting its first annual Fall Festival on October 24th, 11 a.m. to 3. So you can do this and then do the Zombie Crawl. By the high school's football field, the festival will include games, crafts, face painting, fortune telling, cotton candy, and fun booths run by each of the clubs of Voorhees High School so younger students can learn about what is offered at the school. Admission is $5 and community is invited. The Voorhees B-plus Club is a chapter of the B-plus Foundation, which raises funds for childhood cancer. The goal of the club is to raise money throughout the year, which various events, and ultimately be able to donate $15,000 to the charity this year. Unity Spiritual Center hosts a Chorus of Miracles film screening on October 24th. So you can just pretty much wipe out October 24th. The Unity Spiritual Center will be hosting a special screening on the 24th at 1 p.m., A Chorus in Miracles, a film of New York Times bestselling author James Twyman, created a celebration of the 50-year anniversary of A Course in Miracles. Thousands across the nation will join together this month to view the film. A musical journey in celebration of 50-year anniversary of A Course in Miracles, Twyman's feature documentary film that's been insightfully created as an homage to the most life-changing spiritual text of the 20th century. Because of the profound nature of the work, scribed by Helen Schumann, beginning in 1965, A Chorus in Miracles is a must-see film for long-time A Chorus in Miracles students, those newly embarking on their own transformation journey, and any person with an interest in spirituality and how it changes our lives. James F. Twyman is New York Times bestselling author of 15 books, including Emissary of Light, The Moses Code, The Barn Dance. In 1994, he put peace prayers from the 12 major religions to music and began traveling the world. Cost is $10 per person. Unity Spiritual Center is located at 455 Bellwood Avenue in Asbury, physically located in Pattonburg. RSVPs are encouraged. Call or email 908-730-8792 or email at office@unityspiritualcenter.org. It's 9:57. It's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10. Vincent Arlino says, never see I should have. Crime Stoppers, help me. And help us avoid that, any more of that going on, especially with people who need help for drug and alcohol abuse. I have Susan Lex ready to get in the hot seat in just a minute. She'll be talking about it, Hands Across Hunterdon, and all about the Hunterdon Helpline and their organizations. Have a great weekend, folks. Watch out for the commute today. I'll talk to you on Monday. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. There's been yet another school shooting, this one taking place overnight on the campus of Northern Arizona University. Dave Zorn is the news director at KAFF Radio in Flagstaff, Arizona, and has some details.
So far, we've got one dead and three injured at a shooting about 1:20 this morning. It was outside Mountain View Hall on the north end of NAU's campus. Now, the hall is primarily housed by Greek students for the majority of it.
The shooter is in custody, and there's been no word yet on what led to the bloodshed. This all comes on the same day that President Obama is due to meet with the families of victims of last week's deadly mass shooting at a community college in Oregon. One of the three men called heroes for thwarting a French train attack is recovering after being stabbed in Sacramento, California. Airman First Class Spencer Stone was stabbed repeatedly early Thursday morning after leaving a bar. Doctors say Stone is stable and expected to make a full recovery. A top executive at Volkswagen is blaming the company's admissions test cheating scandal on a couple of rogue software engineers. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
Last season, Undateable pulled off an amazing live episode.
I remember that. The critics loved it, and the audiences loved it, too.
Yeah, guess what? Now they're going to do it every week.
Wow.
And it's more than that. The cast is going to be on social media during the show, like responding, reacting in real time.
That is so cool.
You could literally be a part of the show.
So it's not just live, it's alive.
Alive, right. Plus, they're going to have live guests and live musical acts.
Ooh, I love that.
Undateable Live premieres tonight in a one-hour event on NBC.
So we're all going to be alive together.
Yes, if you're living, watch this show live.
More trouble for the Oklahoma prison system when it comes to executions. Here's USA Senior Correspondent Jason Wirt.
Oklahoma state officials are reacting swiftly to a report in the Oklahoma...
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For 270,000 barrels of oil. Military officials are expressing concern because the field is located close to Syria and Lebanon. IDF officials say the field could become a major target for Hezbollah and other terrorist groups. I'm Jason Wirt.
Some big companies are going to start using Apple Pay in 2016. Apple says Starbucks, KFC, and Chili's will support Apple's touchless payment service next year. The head of Apple Pay broke the news at a conference Thursday. Jennifer Bailey said Starbucks will introduce a pilot program for the Tap and Pay service before this year is out. This is USA Headline News.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings, sponsored by One A Day VitaCraves and Sandoz. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie is blaming President Obama for Russia's involvement in the crisis in Syria.
His weakness and his timidity across the world has allowed people to take advantage of us. He's allowed our military to go downhill in terms of our hardware and our ability to fight. He's allowed Russia, invited them back into the Middle East. He invited them back in. Can you imagine?
Speaking with Fox News on the record, the New Jersey governor questioned whether anyone was home at the White House. He called President Obama, quote, arrogant for thinking he could charm Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia says it's stepping in to help fight ISIS in Syria, but Christie says anyone who believes that is, quote, painfully naive. Christie says Russian President Vladimir Putin isn't interested in being charmed by President Obama.
I just don't think he gets it. He thinks he's so arrogant that he thinks that his charm is going to be able to bring anybody around. Well, Putin's not interested in being charmed by Barack Obama.
Nearsightedness, or trouble seeing far away, is a common condition. Dr. Rishi Singh with the Cleveland Clinic says the number of people who have it is growing.
Part of that's due to more near activity work as we are children, more computers in schools when we're earlier on the age group as one of the theories as far as why this occurs.
Nearsightedness runs in families and usually appears in childhood. Some experts believe the condition is caused by a combination of genetic factors and certain activities, like using a handheld device or reading. Research suggests more outdoor activity may protect a child from becoming nearsighted. Dr. Rishi Singh with the Cleveland Clinic recommends kids do near vision activities in moderation. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Let's see what's going on in Flemington this morning. It's 56 degrees, overcast skies, calm winds, and an 80% chance of precipitation today. Today is Friday. It's TGIF, October 9th, 2015. Cloudy this morning, thunderstorm developing this afternoon. Gusty winds and small hail are possible. A high of 80? I almost had to reread that. A high of 80. Winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Scattered thunderstorms during the evening. Partly cloudy skies after midnight. A low of 46. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. And partly cloudy tomorrow. A high of 66. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny on Sunday, along with a few clouds and 71. Sunny and a high of 75 on Monday. Cloudy with showers on Tuesday. High of 70, chance of rain 50%. And Wednesday, the 14th, mostly sunny skies, a high of 67. Temperatures in our area, I have 69 up in Tewksbury, 58 over in Highbridge, 57 in Quakertown, 57 in Phillipsburg, and 59 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunter, and it's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Good afternoon. I'm Bill Wolfson, one of the sports guys. It's 5:15, actually 5:16 here in beautiful Hunterdon County, sitting here in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studios. I'm the only sports guy who's going to be here today, so we're going to talk sports a little bit. Then I'm going to go to Rewind because it's pouring outside, folks. You've already heard the weather and the news. I will tell you that we're going to get rain tonight, heavy at times, and then tomorrow and Sunday and Monday ought to be pretty nice fall days for the early fall. I'm looking forward to the weekend, as I hope you all are. We've got John Manfreda, who's already down the shore. John is celebrating his daughter Elizabeth's 30th birthday, so happy birthday, Elizabeth, and congratulations, John and Ann. Ken Milstrate is on his way to a party. I don't know which one, but he sent me a text message earlier. And as far as Pat Smits is concerned, who knows where she is? She must be out there somewhere. So, Pat, wherever you are, let me remind you, it's 5:17 somewhere, and you ought to be having a good time and kicking back a little bit, and hopefully your Green Bay Packers will be doing well over the weekend. Meanwhile, folks, my Yankees finally bit the dust. They wheezed to the finish line of the American League season. They finally managed to get back into the playoffs, although just for one game against Houston. They were shut out 3-0. And wait till next year. Girardi, Yankees and company. I thought it was a great season for the Yankees, despite the fact that they went as cold as ice the last 10-15 games and just couldn't seem to hit out of their own way. They've managed to pick up some really good rookies that they brought up from Wilkes-Barre and Trenton. So good luck to them in the future, especially Greg Bird, Rod Refsnyder, and Luis Severino, who really showed he can pitch. I'm looking forward to another baseball season already. And, you know, folks, it's always a good idea to head down to Trenton and watch the Trenton baseball team play. They're a Yankee farm team, and they have some excellent players. You can get to see tomorrow's stars today. So think about next season. Remember, wait till next year. All you Yankee haters out there, we'll show you. Meanwhile, we've got some very interesting baseball coming up for the playoffs. Unfortunately, my favorite team, the Yanks, are out, but we still have our New York Mets to provide some local area interest, and they start against the Dodgers tonight pretty late, and we're hoping the Mets can win at least one out there in Tinseltown, Los Angeles, come back and then win a couple more at Citi Field. I really would like to see another championship brought home to New York. I will tell you congratulations to the Houston Astros, even though they beat my Yanks. They show a lot of good young guys, and we're also seeing the Cubs making a rare appearance in the postseason. And you know about the Cubs and the curse. You don't? Oh, my goodness. Let me explain it all to you. You see, this is the Billy Goat curse. Just like the Red Sox traded Babe Ruth so that Tom Yawkey would have enough money to put in a show put his girlfriend in a show called No, No, Nanette. Well, the Cubs also are subject to a curse. It seems there was this guy in Chicago who owned a tavern, and he wanted to bring his Billy Goat to the Cubs game. Probably eat the ivy on the outfield walls, because that's what goats like to do. They'll eat just about anything that grows. And so he showed up at Wrigley Field, Comiskey Park, excuse me. He showed up at the ballpark and wanted to bring his goat in. And they said, sorry, we don't allow goats in the baseball park. And this was in the 1920s or 1930s. Well, the owner of the goat said, you know, I own the Billy Goat Tavern. It would be really good for my business if you would allow my Billy Goat to come in and watch the ball game with me. After all, he's my mascot. He could be your mascot, too. Nope, Cubs wouldn't do it. So the owner of the Billy Goat Tavern put a curse on the Cubs that they would never win a World Series. And so far, since the 20s or the 30s, they haven't. And that's the curse. Meanwhile, they're back in the playoffs, and hopefully they will get to go a little deeper in the playoffs. I'd like them to lose to the Mets because my brother Scott down in Florida is still a Met fan despite being 1,500 miles away. And Ken Milstraed, one of our sports guys, is also a Mets fan, dare I say it. And every one of them deserves to see the Mets go deep in the playoffs because the Mets have been a tough streak for a pretty long time. I will tell you, one of the most exciting World Series games I've ever seen, and I actually attended, was Game 2 in Yankee Stadium when the Mets and Yankees battled for 14 innings. It was absolutely one of the more exciting World Series games I've seen. I've been to three. So what I'm hoping is that we get a good, exciting playoff season. Meanwhile, hockey is back. Two nights ago, the Chicago Blackhawks raised high their Stanley Cup banner, only to be defeated 3-2 by our local New York Rangers. Congratulations, Rangers. You had a great season last year. You went deep into the playoffs. Unfortunately, you couldn't beat Tampa, but well, them's the breaks. The Rangers are back, and I think they're going to be playing some very good hockey. The New Jersey Devils are in a transition year, and they've lost their GM Lou Lamoriello to be replaced by Ray Shiro, who used to be the GM for the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Devils have a lot of action coming up over the next couple of weeks, and on February 19th, I understand they'll be retiring Martin Brodeur's number 30. So anybody who is out there who thinks I made a mistake, give me a shout on the phone and tell me why I'm wrong and what the right date really is. Meanwhile, we have the Philadelphia Flyers, who, although they had a nice training camp and managed to win some games, played the first overtime 3-on-3 and managed to lose even after having two penalty shots during the regular course of the game that were both turned aside by Ben Bishop, Tampa's absolutely huge goalie. Ben Bishop is 6'6", and he is one of the tallest guys in hockey these days. But the Flyers lost 3-2 in overtime, and unfortunately, I think this is just the beginning of more of the same for Philadelphia. One line will provide a lot of the scoring. The second, third, and fourth lines might not. They are better on defense. They've moved a lot of guys out. They've picked up an excellent Russian player in Medvedev, who I encourage everybody to watch because he can really move the puck well and plays very, very smart defensive game. The goaltending will continue to be excellent with Steve Mason and the new pickup, Bob Nyworth. But unfortunately, they play in the Metro Division, and that's a very tough conference to play in. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Eagles have continued to be the dumpster fire that many of us feared this year. They're 1-3 going into a game against the New Orleans Saints, who, as you know, broke their hearts two seasons ago in the postseason in the wild card game. Philly went 10-6 under Coach Chip Kelly that year, just like they did the subsequent year. But this year, 10-6 looks like a pipe dream, to say the least, because the Eagles just don't seem to be able to block anybody on their offensive line, and the defense is not playing very well against the run either. So we've got some problems. Meanwhile, our New York Jets did well against the Miami Dolphins in London, in Wembley Stadium, a place I've actually been when I was in the UK. Beautiful stadium, interesting part of the city of London. Unusual to see an American football game there, and you have to wonder just how many British people who attended the game actually understood what was going on. Of course, I don't understand cricket, so touche. The other interesting thing is the Jets are now 3-1. The Giants are 2-2. The Eagles are 1-3, and Dallas is 3-1, I believe. So the NFC East, or at least as some of us call it, is certainly going to be up for grabs for a long time. I don't think the Redskins are going anywhere, and unless the Eagles solve a problem quickly against New Orleans, I think they're going to be troubled again. It's now 5:26, and I'm going to play one or two of our commercials. We do have to hit a money button now and then for our sponsors to keep them happy.
So, here we go.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Crown Trophy, stop in there, check out what they've got, folks. You'll be real glad you did.
Good evening, this is Dr. Doctor, my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the RedMillHauntedVillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Boy, that one even scared me. And I don't scare too easily. I've always loved good ghost stories. And folks, enjoy the Red Mill Haunted Village, because I think that's going to be a great event. You're all going to have a good time there and support our Hunterdon activities. Bring your friends, bring your neighbors, and call your out-of-town friends as well.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
That's right. That's why our chamber exists, folks, to build business and to generate business for our local sponsors and our local members. The chamber is a wonderful organization. I wanted to give a public service announcement right now. The card club, which is there for our Hunterdon Chamber members to exchange business cards, is going to be meeting again at a special fall event Thursday, October 15th between 5:30 and 7:30. Countryside Plaza North, 361 Route 31, Flemington, New Jersey, for Anita's Angels, Inc., and Chaitin Educational Services. There will be appetizers, beer, wine, and music. And to call to pre-register, you can call the chamber at 908-782-7283 or Anita's Angels at 908-788-9390 or Chaitin Educational Services, 908-788-3660. Remember, folks, the Card Club, Thursday, October 15th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Countryside Plaza North, 361 Route 31, right here in Flemington. And the holiday parade, this is probably our first announcement, Sunday, December 6th, my birthday, starring Santa Claus, who is coming to Flemington on Main Street, here in Flemington at 5 p.m., presented for your pleasure by Hunterdon Radiological Associates, PA.
Hopefully Santa won't be glowing in the dark, but you never know. Well, the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, Sunday, December 6th, it kicks off right at 5 o'clock beyond Main Street, and we'll hope you all see Santa. Well, it's time again for the news, so let's go to our news break.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Another school shooting, this one in Texas. More from USA's Jason Wirt.
One student is dead, another wounded after a shooting at Texas Southern University in Houston. According to Houston police, the shooting took place in a student housing complex, University Courtyard Apartments. Police said it was the second shooting in the area this morning, although they could not confirm the incidents were connected. Texas Southern spokeswoman Eva Pickens told reporters the shooter is still at large.
According to one of the witnesses, is like somebody walked in, walked out, shot, ran. And so they're trying to figure out where did the assailant go. And so the university courtyard is still being searched by police.
I'm Jason Wirt.
Classes are still in session at Northern Arizona University today after a deadly shooting on the Flagstaff campus. One student is dead and three others are wounded after a confrontation between two student groups outside a college dorm this morning. Police have the gunman in custody. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
Well, and now the weather. Let's talk about what it's doing. Right now it's raining. It's raining pretty good, and it's raining pretty hard. There is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect tonight from now until about 8 o'clock. And right now there's a thunderstorm right over Flemington. It is 71 degrees. We expect to get something under an inch of rain. The high will be 78. Then that's going to wash some of the heat out of the air. And we expect the lows to be around 49. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 65. Saturday night, mostly clear and in some areas of the fog as it gets towards early morning, with a low of about 40. Sunday will be nice with a high of 67 degrees once the fog burns off early morning. And Sunday night should be mostly clear. Monday, Columbus Day, hopefully you're not going back to work. It ought to be sunny with a high of 72. Monday night will be cloudy with a low of 53. So that's probably enough on the weather to satisfy possibly anybody over the next few days. We expect a little bit of rain Tuesday, and the rest of the week probably will be pretty nice and sunny. It's early fall. You know, we're talking football here, and I wanted to mention something I noticed today when I took a look at the New York Times. Apparently the NFL is still weighing two proposals to move a team to Los Angeles. The 32 team owners met on Wednesday in Manhattan to consider proposals from teams that might want to relocate there, what they might have to pay to move there, and other issues related to what's turned into a pretty contested sweepstakes. The Oakland Raiders, the San Diego Chargers, and the Los Angeles Rams, I'm sorry, the St. Louis Rams, excuse me, have announced plans to build stadiums near Los Angeles, but there's no consensus among the owners as to which one or two teams might move there. Right now, the owners are debating whether to support the Rams' plan to build an indoor stadium as part of a larger entertainment complex, or a proposal by the Chargers and the Raiders to construct an outdoor stadium with more room for tailgating. Whatever proposal is going to win will require support of at least 3/4 or 24 of the owners. They may vote as early as January, but no later than March, so teams or the teams that are going to move there can start selling tickets and sponsorships in Los Angeles for the 2016 season. Commissioner Roger Goodell said after the meeting that we need to find a long-term solution there. There's interest in bringing, in being back in the entertainment capital of the world. For several hours, the owners met without their counterparts from the Chargers, Raiders, and Rams present. Publicly, few of them have said which proposal they prefer. But the Dallas Cowboys' Jerry Jones appears to support the Rams owner E. Stanley Kroenke and his plan to build a dome stadium in Inglewood, California. Although officials from Oakland, San Diego, and St. Louis did not make presentations Wednesday, the owners were made aware of the efforts of those cities to keep their teams. The task force planning a stadium in St. Louis said they had secured a commitment from National Car Rentals to spend $158 million for naming rights to a venue that would be built only if the Rams or another National Football League franchise made a long-term commitment to play in a city. The owners also heard from a firm hired to come up with estimates for a relocation fee that a team would have to pay to move to Los Angeles, a figure that could run into the hundreds of millions. Despite the complexities, the NFL appears unwilling to delay moving a team to Los Angeles for another year. The bus is moving forward, said Art Rooney Jr., a co-owner of the Steelers and a member of a six-member committee focused on the league's return to Los Angeles for the first time since 1995. The owners also voted unanimously to play regular season games outside the United States through 2025 and for the league to schedule games in countries beyond England. The National Football League has played regular season games in London since 2007. And as you know, the Jets beat the Dolphins Sunday morning. I watched the game and enjoyed every minute of it. The NFL has played regular season games in London since 2007. This year, the league announced a deal to start playing games at a new stadium being built by Tottenham Hotspur. England will remain a focus for the National Football League, but the league is also looking to add a game in Mexico City, probably as soon as next season. The great news is that we have an opportunity to look elsewhere, said Mark Waller, who runs the league's international operations. Waller said the work still needed to be done at the main stadium in Mexico City, particularly for accommodating on-field operations. The league so said it had media deals in place, making Mexico a very attractive place to play. The NFL has not played there since 2005 in a game that set an attendance record. Waller said that if logistical problems were solved in Mexico City, the NFL would play a game there in 2016. If not, a fourth game could be added in London. A game in Germany, where the NFL once operated a league, is also under consideration. But Waller said the league wanted to expand to Mexico first. The league could also return to Canada, where the Buffalo Bills have played several preseason and regular season games in recent years. So the NFL looks like it's on the march. Watch out, Canadian Football League. Watch out, Europe. Watch out, Mexico. I have to tell you, I love football. I enjoy watching it. I enjoyed playing it when I was younger. And I certainly like talking about it on the air, as you probably know. But we seem to have that cash machine, the National Football League, getting bigger and growing. And, of course, they're entitled to grow their business. One of the things I was very interested in is the National Football League's involvement in the fantasy football gambling sites that have come up. I think the National Football League has finally figured out a way to have legalized sport betting over the Internet. I'm not a fantasy football player, but I know that my friends John Manfreda and Ken Milstrade enjoy fantasy football. And the next time we're back here, we'll have to find out what that's all about. Meanwhile, I think it's time for us to break to another commercial. So hang in there, folks. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And thank you, Joe Peters. Let's go to another spot.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Congratulations to Big C. He's been named one of Hunterdon County's movers and shakers. So let's hit the money button once again and get another ad out of the way.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
That's my friend and fellow sports guy, Patricia Garrity Smith. And indeed, the chamber is one of the best ways to build your business. If you are a business person or thinking of becoming one, why don't you stop down here, meet Chris, our head honcho here, our president and executive director, and some of the other folks here. We have some very, very good ways of building your business, helping you to grow it, and also to make some very good contacts, like with our card clubs. What is a card club and a card exchange? Well, let's explain. Show up, we talk about our businesses, we spread out our business cards, and get a chance to have a little bit of a mixer, just like when you were in college. You get to meet and greet and talk a little bit about what you do, how you do it, and why someone should do business with you. We've got one Thursday, October 15th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Countryside Plaza North, 361 Route 31, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822, being sponsored by and at the place of business of Anita's Angels, Inc. and Chaiten Educational Services. Please call the chamber and see if you can't get registered, or visit our chamber website. You can register online, www.hunterdon.chamber.org. And these are if you're a member. If you're not a member, come down anyway, see what it's about, and see if it makes sense for your business, because I can tell you it's helped mine, and I'm sure it'll help yours. One of the things we always try to do is have what I call your 20-second or 30-second elevator speech, and sometimes that's a useful thing to help you get some more work out from and out from under this terrible economy. Meanwhile, let's go back and talk a little bit more about sports. As you know, we're going to have a nice weekend. It's a good weekend to be out on some of Hunterdon County's prettier hiking trails. One of my favorites, and where I may very well get to be next weekend, not this one, is between Stockton and Lambertville. Do you know that right at the bridge in Stockton, there is a bike path and trail that goes all the way to Lambertville? And is along the canal for about 3-4 miles. It's a beautiful walk in beautiful weather. And you can stop at either end of the trail, and there's parking. You can get coffee or snacks, and I just have a beautiful time walking through a nice even trail in the woods. You can also bike on the trail and enjoy the beautiful Hunterdon County fall weather and sunshine. I think that's something that everybody should check out. The fresh air, the sunshine, a little bit of exercise is certainly going to be a whole lot better here in Hunterdon than it will anywhere else. Moving along, though, we've got to tell you again about our weather, because it is raining like crazy out there right now. We've been promised a thunderstorm and rain, and boy, are we getting it. Right now, there's thunder, lightning. It is 71 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's coming down pretty good. The humidity is almost 100%. The wind is variable at 7 miles an hour. The barometer is 29.76 inches and continuing to fall. Dew point is 65 degrees Fahrenheit, and visibility is about a half a mile, so be careful driving on our Hunterdon County roads as you head home. Meanwhile, tonight, we'll continue with the bad weather, Tomorrow is going to be bright and sunny, and good hiking weather, just like Sunday. Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high near 65, and not much wind, 5 to 8 miles an hour out of the north. Might be a good idea to have a sweater or perhaps a little jacket. Saturday night, some fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 40 and calm wind. Sunday, some area fog early in the morning before 9. Otherwise, the sun will burn it off, and it'll be a bright sunny day with a high near 67. Columbus Day, sunny with a high near 72. It's going to be a nice day to take off or goof off or whatever it is people do on Columbus Day. I am looking forward to a beautiful weekend, and so should you. So remember to get up off that couch. We also have the ability to tell you about the weather. After we tell you about the weather, we're going to go to the rewind, because
you're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Age restrictions apply. Safe for sale.
Israel promised to enforce to take new measures against radical Palestinians in response to stabbing attacks that killed and wounded three other Israelis over the weekend.
Immediately after returning to Israel from a speech in New York, Mr. Netanyahu closed off Jerusalem's old city in what he called a war to death against terrorism. The stabbing attacks on Sunday followed Saturday's attack on a family by a Palestinian that left the father dead and his wife and toddler son wounded. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the restrictions on the access to Jerusalem's old city were imposed for the safety of everyone.
This is a drastic measure that's being taken in order to make sure that no further attacks during the Jewish festival, where you can see thousands of people are visiting the old city.
I'm John Clemens.
The aid group Doctors Without Borders is leaving the Afghan city of Kunduz after its hospital was destroyed. At least 22 people died and dozens more were injured in a suspected U.S. airstrike that hit the hospital this weekend. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Account from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
Rushing from school to sports can be a grind, and it's important to make sure your kids have the appropriate fuel both on and off the field. Dr. Sarah LePay with the Cleveland Clinic says a small snack after school is reasonable if your child is going to have a hard practice.
Try to make it something higher in protein and not a carbohydrate snack, so whether it's some nuts or some hummus.
Before practice, a cheese stick with some fruit is another good option, and you'll give your child energy to last throughout the workout. During an activity, Dr. LePay says children rarely need sports drinks unless it's a very long practice or if they'll be running a long time. Sports drinks often contain a lot of sugar, and Dr. LePay says most of the time water is best.
She says to make sure after practice snacks are nutritious.
After sports or activities, try to make it a healthy option. You know, have orange slices afterwards and some water instead of chips.
You can search all you want, but you won't be able to find Apple TV or Chromecast on Amazon. Both Apple TV and Chromecast are direct competitors with Amazon's Fire TV and Fire TV Stick. Amazon's video streaming service is available for the Fire TV Stick, and the company has pinned that as a priority as it moves forward. Amazon has notified third-party sellers that the ban will go into effect after October 29th. There's talk of hundreds of job cuts coming to Walmart corporate headquarters in Arkansas. Some 19,000 people work location pools are among those who face layoffs. The big box retailer failed to meet its earnings estimates for the past quarter. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning, Hunterdon. HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Well, the time is 8:08. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 50 degrees in Flemington, partly cloudy skies, calm winds, 20% chance of precipitation, a mix of clouds and sun, and a slight chance of a rain shower for today, which is October 5th, 2015. The high will be 67, winds northeast to 10 miles an hour. Clear sky and a low around 45 tonight, winds light and variable, and sunny and a high of 73 tomorrow, winds light and variable. On Wednesday, sunshine along with some cloud, high around 75, winds northwest at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunny skies, 70. Scattered thunderstorms on Friday in the morning. More widespread in the afternoon, 72. Chance of rain, 90%. And on Saturday, the 10th, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 65. Temperatures in our area. 48 the county complex, 50 up the town of Clinton, 50 in Tewksbury, 48 in Phillipsburg, 48 in Frenchtown, 45 in Lambertville, 50 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trail. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. I need to be on the internet, though. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County. Can't help but smile at this. This is Boomtown Rats. I hate Mondays. You can't beat it. The coincidence is dripping with irony. It's Bob Geldof's birthday. birthday today. He was the lead singer of Boomtown Rats, and how can you pass up I Don't Like Mondays on a Monday of all time? And it just keeps making me laugh, actually. Well, here we are. It is Monday. I hate it, but don't mind talking to you and getting you information you need. First thing you need to get is information about traffic. So let's find out about that, shall we? Hang on. Hunt and Chamber Radio traffic. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them, too. Just register with them on their website, and they'll get you the alerts via email. You can also follow them on Twitter. And if you'd like to have it text to your phone, use Quick Text to get it over there. Delays on 78 eastbound at exit 24. County Route 523, Oldwick Road in Tewksbury Township. Delays due to volume and, there it is, sun glare. You know it's going to be back and forth. East in the morning, west in the afternoon. Sunglasses, sun visors is the call of the day for the next couple of weeks. While we have sun, by the way. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have our eclectic mix of Michelle Heidi at 8:30 giving us the investment update and market update. And then Mr. Al War gives us insight into Hunter County businesses in the area that he has talked to as part of his work as an independent columnist for the Hunter County Democrat. At 10 o'clock, it's the Rotary Hour with Meg Jones-Holt bringing us information about how to be a Rotarian. And lots of great things happening with their events that they put together. I know there's a couple of big ones that are happening in the near future. In fact, we were just having a nice conversation about that at the chamber office last Thursday. So listen to Megan and learn all about what it is to be part of the oldest service organization in the world and how to help your local community, Local 7510. Chef Bill's Table is on from 11 to 12. Bill Kinslow is the executive chef at Jake's. He also teaches a class at Polytech, culinary class, and he also runs the during the winter and spring the cafe over there to teach our young students as a teen.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad. She posts in the-